I should be writing number 502. Hi there, welcome to I Should Be Writing, the podcast for wannabe fiction writers. I'm your host, Murr. And I've been wanting to talk about the imposter syndrome police for a while. It's a weird thing. Imposter syndrome is something you get when you actually have some success somewhere, but you don't think you deserve it, or you think it was a fluke, or you think someone screwed up somewhere. And eventually, people are going to come to their senses and figure out that you're a big fraud. And then they're going to take away whatever you've accomplished in that time. It's a very common thing. Some people say it's suffered more by women. Possibly, but I know plenty of men who have it. And I realized it's... strangely enough, it's kind of a... what's the word I'm looking for? Selfish isn't right. I guess self-centered. It's a self-centered view of the world. There's a anecdote that goes around by about an editor who's not really honored much anymore because of his history, but the anecdote is interesting. Where he was at a con with a writer, and it came up that the guy was a writer. And the editor said, well, how come I haven't seen any of your stuff? And the guy's like, well, my stuff's definitely not good enough for your magazine. And he said, how dare you decide what's right and what's wrong for my magazine? That is my job. And when you're having that imposter syndrome problem, what you're doing is you're saying that you're the only one who's right about your work. That everybody else is stupid. Really, you are calling people stupid because you're saying that they've been fooled by whatever you pulled on them. I think I was trying to mix metaphors there. Pulling something off and pull the wool over somebody's eyes? Is that the thing? Anyway, I'm saying you fooled them. You're basically calling them stupid because you successfully fooled them, but now you're worried they're going to find out. I had a lot of weird feelings when I first started to get award nominations. Again, in that I don't deserve this kind of thing. But something occurred to me at one point when I realized that I can't control other people. And we usually say that in negative terms. Oh, the people are going to do whatever they're going to do. You can't control them. But that's also can be taken in positive terms. You can't control whether an editor buys your story or not. You can't control whether people who read your story aren't going to go crazy for it. You can't control if you write a story about your cat and it gets tons and tons and tons of attention, but the story you put your heart and soul into got a polite 3 stars out of 5. Our job is to create. What other people do with that is on them. So, just remember, when you're having imposter syndrome, what you're really doing is you're telling the world that you know better than everybody else. That you're a con man or woman or person, they're a mark, and eventually they'll find out, and all you have to do is hope that you've left town with the jewels by then. So you're gonna have to trust people when they tell you that something's good. It's okay to do that. Now that summer's here, I'm starting to run again. And of course, I waited until the heat got to where I have a very small window in which I can run. But I'm working with that. And I got started paying premium for Runkeeper. Yes, this does get into writing again. Trust me. I'm paying premium for Runkeeper so I can get a Couch to 5K coaching series. What I didn't like about it was the fact that the woman, the coach, talks almost all the time. And some of it's useful, and some of it's just, why are you telling me to play my music when you're talking most of the time? But one thing she said is set an intention, get a mantra. And I'm like, I've heard that so many times. I've heard that said in yoga. I've heard that said in running. And nobody tells you what it means. It's kind of like when you watched acne medicine commercials. I don't know why this is the explanation or example that just came up in my head. But when you would watch acne medication commercials and they would be talking about how wonderful it is, and they'd say all the words you understand, like clears skin and removes blemishes and pimples and stuff. And then they'd say non-comedogenic. And then so many other acne medicine commercials would also say non-comedogenic. And then somebody said, like they had the actress being like a teen girl saying, and it's non-comedogenic. That means it won't clog pores. And I sat there going, you're right. They've said non-comedogenic so many times and they never told us what that meant. That's baffling. So I was, actually did some work trying to find out what an intention is. Usually my intention is I'm going to do yoga because I want to do yoga. That's my intention, is to do this yoga thing or, you know, get more flexible or stronger. But it rarely goes beyond that. But like the yoga teacher in the classes would always be like, set your intention. Which is annoying when they never tell you what that is. But yesterday, the extraordinarily chatty running coach said something about a mantra. And as I was running, I was thinking about the fact that one thing, okay, she is, I would say she's half helpful, half annoying. One of the other helpful things she says is, all you have to do is finish. The hard part's over. The hard part is starting. And once you get out there, you do the run. If you don't do it very fast, it's okay. But you do it. And that's when I realized that I'd won just by starting. I had won today's exercise challenge just by putting on my shoes and getting out the door. And that actually helped me go. And I thought, what if I can apply that to writing? Because I've been really, really stuck in getting that horrible, dread, sickening feeling in my stomach when it was time to get to work on my book. And I didn't even feel like it was writer's block because I've been making lots of notes and knowing what I wanted to write. But getting there, starting it, was just, yeah, not that was the hard step. And this morning I actually told myself, if I can just get started, I've already won today. And I actually got a lot of words written. I don't know how many because I'm in revision right now, so a lot of the words that I do are write a whole bunch, delete a whole bunch, write a whole bunch more, change several words within a paragraph, etc. But I'm going to keep telling myself that. If I can start, I've already won. And I got mad at myself this morning because I didn't want to do it, but I remembered I gotta. And I started working, and I really liked what I was writing. And it was easy. Now granted, it's probably because I've been making extensive notes offline. I had several characters who I thought were not well developed. And once I developed them, the scenes were so much easier to write. So I enjoyed it, and I'm good at it. It's really hard for me to say that, but see imposter syndrome earlier. So why can't I do it? And I was talking to a friend of mine, and I'm like, what is it? Why, when you know something is going to make you feel better, like running or something, why is it still so hard to start? And his suggestion was, like, write a note to future Mer about how you feel now, and promise her that she'll feel the same way if she does the same thing tomorrow. And, you know, I've had the concept of night Mer and morning Mer for a while now. Morning Mer would like to have a discussion with Night Mer about how much wine she had. Morning Mer would like to remind Night Mer that 8 hours of sleep is a good thing, so don't stay up super late watching Ultimate Beastmaster. Hypothetically speaking. Night Mer would like to remind Morning Mer that it does us all good when you go for a walk, but Morning Mer is the one who has to go for that walk. Or run. Something in Tomorrow Mer is going to have to get a note that Today Mer wants to remind her that she does enjoy writing on occasion. And often what she writes is good. So, do it more. Anyway, that's my thought for the day. In America, I hope you have a good holiday weekend. I hope you stay away from other people or mask up and don't touch other people. Or you could be like me, who's going to grill some hot dogs with my family and probably play Animal Crossing like every other day. But I hope you're healthy, happy, and writing. And if you're not one of those things, then try to work on it. Because you should be writing. And you will know all this stuff. Merverse.com, MightyMer@gmail.com, support the Patreon at patreon.com/MightyMer. And you still should be writing.
Remember, you can support the show at patreon.com/MightyMer. I Should Be Writing theme music provided by John Emilio. You can find more about him at johnemilio.com. This podcast is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. The fact that Doctor Who is on TV.